Thanks, Brad. Good morning. You may have heard late last week or over the weekend that Green Diamond Resource Company has shut down its lumber mill in Corbell. We have confirmed that the mill will remain open despite the layoff of 47 employees in January. Spokesman Gary Reinerson told KINS early yesterday that there are no plans for the mill to be closed and that Green Diamond is planning on hiring back three laid off employees and working with others to find them positions within the company. Reinerson also said Green Diamond logging operations are ramping back up as the weather improves.
Our Wich operation started back up at the first of the year. So our company logging and contract loggers, as well as contract trucking, are back at work based on weather conditions.
Following up on the story we ran earlier this week, the coroner's office conducted an autopsy yesterday on the body of an adult man whose remains were found floating in the surf on the Samoa Peninsula Sunday. Deputy Coroner Charlie Van Buskirk told KINS News that they have a likely ID for the body, which has been in the water for several weeks. Buskirk went on to say that the identification process should be completed by this afternoon. We'll update you when we have more information. When a wanted felon is running from the law, what does it take to bring him in? Reporter Dan Squire with more.
With a manhunt for a former Los Angeles police officer dominating state and national headlines, Sheriff Mike Downey commented on Talk Shop about the difficulties involved in a large-scale manhunt operation. 2 years ago, it was Mendocino County searching for a murder suspect who was on the loose for more than a month before being found. Closer to home, it was just last week that the sheriff's office was searching for a wanted felon, Ryan Floyd. Sheriff Downey commented,
"One thing we have on our side is time. Usually, if a longer period of time goes by, then we somewhat have an idea of who this person may or may not be. So that helps out, too."
The sheriff also pointed out that if someone doesn't want to be found, they can be a long while in hiding, particularly in urban areas. But something almost always changes.
But, again, it's a waiting game, and they turn up at the most strangest times sometimes.
Law enforcement is still searching for a suspected accomplice of Floyd's, Honey Marsh.
A local business is moving to Old Town Eureka, and the Chamber of Commerce celebrates with a ribbon-cutting grand opening ceremony tomorrow morning. Humboldt Hardware will officially celebrate their move to 531 2nd Street in the historic Vance Hotel. That's 11 a.m. tomorrow, Old Town Eureka. More KINS News after this.
Celebrate Valentine's Day at the historic Benbow Inn, where Valentine's isn't celebrated just one day. From February 13th to the 17th, enjoy your choice of one or two night packages for an elegantly romantic room. The Valentine package you select includes a $100 food and beverage credit to be used as you see fit. We guarantee she'll love you for bringing her to Benbow. Call and ask about availability and prices. Make this Valentine's Day a bit more special with a romantic getaway. The historic Benbow Inn, just an hour away, but it's a world away.
A local representative from our region finds potential tax dollars in oil. North Coast State Senator Noreen Evans introduced a bill yesterday, Senate Bill 241, called the California Education and Resource Reinvestment Act, that would impose a severance tax on oil removed from any land or water under the control of the state. It's a particular tax that California doesn't have, something that Evans would like to change.
The state of California is the only oil-producing state in the nation that does not tax the oil that is taken out of our ground. And 93% of the revenues generated by that tax would go to fund community colleges, UC, and CSU.
If it passes, the 9.9 severance tax promises to raise approximately $2 billion per year, according to the State Board of Equalization. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.